crossing down to police headquarters for the police report. I'm actually going to have a yarn with a lady who's got a terrific award yesterday. I said this morning, she's the in so many ways, the human face of our police force. And it's wonderful news. It says in the Cairns Post, the Far North's emergency service personnel were recognised on Australia Day with two medals awarded. Sergeant Carrie Cooligan. This is the same one, Kenai Carrie Cooligan. She's officer in charge of the Cairns District Crime Prevention Unit. She received the Australian Police Medal in recognition of her drive and commitment and her very keen eye. A police officer for more than 32 years, Sergeant Cooligan. 32 years, Sergeant Cooligan fosters community relationships and awareness of crime prevention through her contributions to the My Police Far North Network. Good morning and congratulations, Sergeant Carrie Cooligan.
Good morning, John. It sounds like you're the president of my fan club today.
Well, it says 32 years. I thought you were only about 32. So this is
I reckon too, John.
This is a delightful award. No, seriously. I mean, when you come on, you're straight to the point, and you talk in language everyone can relate to, and you talk about some of the dreadful things that happen, of course, but you also are encouraging and get as much positivity in your delivery of information, which I think is terrific. So congratulations.
Oh, that's good. Thank you very much, John. I really appreciate that.
Can you really step down or step back to that moniker that you received from a senior police officer, that keen-eye Carrie Cooligan, and how it happened? Because I still laugh when he brings that up. He's got a very dry sense of humour, has Paul Taylor.
Look, it was a simple thing. I was just in the office, and every day we look at what we call BOLOs, which is be on the lookout for people that are of interest or someone that's maybe committed an offence, or we want police want to talk to them. So I look at those every day, and we put them up on our My Police blog as well, so members of the public can help us identify people. And it just so happened I'd actually spotted someone the day before, and I thought, gee, I like his earrings. They're nice and sparkly. They stand out. And I walked out of my office into the main part of the station, and I had a quick look in the front counter area, and I spotted this fellow. I thought, gee, that fellow looks like someone I've seen on a bolo recently. So I've gone straight back into the office, found it, and by the time I've gone outside, he'd gone. So I checked with the ladies at the counter, and he'd asked to go next door to the wanted a JP, so the girl sent him to the courthouse. So I figured he'd still be there waiting in line. Yeah. So I've managed to wrestle up a few of the boys, and we've gone over there, and they've grabbed him and apprehended him and charged him with multiple broken enters and burglary offences. So... And it just happened that I got the nickname of being the fashion police in the office because I spotted his sparkly earrings. And you wouldn't believe it, Johnny was wearing exactly the same clothing he had on in that picture. So he was very easy to spot.
Oh, I think that's hilarious. He came in looking for a JP. He's a very bold bolo, if you don't mind me saying, or a very silly bolo. But that's absolutely bizarre. So he'd already left. How far had he gone?
Well, he was lined up in the courthouse waiting for his JP.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay, he was still there.
He was still there.
Very unpleasantly surprised. Oh,
yes,
God, that's a funny story.
He didn't get his JP stuff signed. So.
Can you imagine the grin on Paul Taylor's face when he announced your new moniker as Kenai Carrie Cooligan?
Yes, I know. He's a bit cheeky like that, isn't he?
Bloody funny. But it's a lovely thing. Anyway, you've got that award, which is really terrific. Congratulations again. But you can't go now because it says here, please ask Carrie Cooligan about school zone times. They're confusing, apparently.
Yeah, look, previously they've been from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the morning and again from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in the afternoon, but last year the Cairns Regional Council standardised some of the times and they've changed them. So majority of them in the Cairns Regional Council catchment is 7:30 a.m. in the morning till 9 a.m.
Okay.
So that's a roughly gives parents time to drop kids off and then start school, and that's where that traffic flow is going to be first thing in the morning. So 7:30 a.m. till 9 a.m. in the morning, and then again from 2:30 in the afternoon to 3:30 in the afternoon. Now, a lot of the signs actually have, like on the main thoroughfares on Sheridan Street, there's the flashing lights as well, the ones up at North Cairns there.
Yeah.
So keep in mind, some of those signage, the signs have been changed, but then others have got different times as well. So if you're travelling around a school area, you've just got to be mindful of what the sign actually says.
Okay.
And if that sign is flashing, that's obviously a warning as well to say, pay attention, slow down. The one out at Caravonica on the Western Arterial Road, that's a 60k zone through there. And I think it might even be reduced down to 40 at the moment due to roadworks in that area. So you've just got to be mindful what's happening around you as well. And I know a lot of schools have had some work done over the school holidays. St. Joseph's and St. Augustine's in town in Parramatta Park have had some road changes. So there's some one-way road in Levine Street. So there's a lot of things that the council have been working on over the school holidays. So everyone driving past the school zone needs to be mindful of changes. Check out the signs, and if you're going to be driving through there on a regular basis, it's probably in your best interest to pay attention to what those signs actually say and slow down, because that's the last thing you need is a sting in the tail with a ticket coming your way.
Yes, exactly. All right, Carrie, really appreciate this. Once again, congratulations on the police medal on the award yesterday, and thanks for
sharing the stories, John,
with us today. That's Carrie Cooligan, Sergeant Carrie Cooligan, awarded the police medal at those celebrations, Australia Day celebrations yesterday.